Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, February the 22nd. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Ian.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you are all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. And as usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:55 a.m. and sunset will be at 5:33 p.m. Temperatures will remain fairly mild, peaking at about 12 degrees Celsius, that's 53 degrees Fahrenheit, by Tuesday. Next, for those of you listening by CD, we would like to thank everyone for bearing with us over the last few weeks while we have moved over to re-recordable CDs. As you know, we have had to make the move to cut back on our costs in the wake of having all our funding cut by Dudley Council. We know a small number of you have had some issues with the new CDs and we are working to resolve this as soon as possible. We are also looking at running a drop-in session in Stourbridge where you can bring in your CD players and we can have a look at them to see what is working. We will let you know more in the coming weeks.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. If you are using screens, it is worth following the 20/20/20 rule to reduce eye strain and protect your eyes. What is the 20/20/20 rule? It is a handy tool you can use at work or at home to reduce eye fatigue. Being surrounded by screens, from laptops to desktops to smart devices, TVs and tablets, our eyes are experiencing more screen time than any time in history, and it's taking a toll. Designed to reduce eye fatigue, the 20/20/20 rule says that every 20 minutes of screen time, you should look away at something at least 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds. These regular screen breaks give your eyes some much needed rest and help prevent eye strain.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. If you would like to meet other people living with sight loss, then you can head to a Vision Cafe which has launched in Dudley. Regular sessions are held at the Queen's Cross Centre in Wellington Road. It is a voluntary, user-led group which meets in the cafe once a month with guest speakers. Sessions take place between 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. and the next few sessions will take place on February the 27th, March the 27th and April the 24th. To find out more, call 0781 5601 735 or email info.visiondivision, and that's all one word, at gmail.com.
Billy Elliot the Musical, one of the most beloved shows on stage today, is embarking on its first ever UK and Ireland tour after 11 extraordinary years in London's West End and will be playing Birmingham Hippodrome this spring. It will be on at the theatre from March the 7th until April the 29th. Set in a small mining town in the northeast of England, against the background of the 1984-85 miners' strike, Billy Elliot is the inspirational story of a young boy's struggle against the odds to make his dreams come true. Follow Billy's journey as he stumbles out of the boxing ring and into a ballet class, where he discovers a passion for dance that inspires his family and whole community and changes his life forever. There will be an audio-described performance on April the 22nd at 2:30 p.m. and a touch tour will take place at 12:55 p.m. on the same day. Tours must be booked in advance through ticket sales on 0844 338 5000. Show tickets start from £25.
The Great British Dog Walk will be taking place at Croom in Worcestershire on March the 25th. Similar events are taking place across the country to bring people together for a group walk while raising money for hearing dogs. Everyone is welcome and you don't have to have a dog to join in. The walk will take place between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. and tickets cost £10, which can be booked online at www.hearingdogs.org.uk/support/events. To find out about accessibility, you can call the venue on 01905 371 006.
Sully, Miracle on the Hudson, will be screened at Starbridge Town Hall on March the 6th. The 1:30 p.m. show will tell the story of Captain Chelsea Sully Sullinger, played by Tom Hanks, who tries to make an emergency landing in New York's Hudson River after the plane he was piloting struck a flock of geese. Tickets are £4.50. Call 01384 812 812 to book.
Thank you. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre as well as other important information. Ever fancied trying your hand at goalball? We have our very own team, Beacon Bullets, that meets every Wednesday night at the Dormston School in Sedgley. On March 1st, we've got Goalball UK visiting our training session, who will be bringing with them a current member of the GB men's team, as well as some of the European trophies recently won by both the men and women's teams, to give the Bullets a bit of inspiration. If you'd like to join them, the team meets between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. each Wednesday at the school, which is on Mill Bank. You don't need any prior experience, and sessions are free. Find out more from Tim Jukes on 01902 880 111 or email tjukes at beaconvision.org. Next up, we'd like to say a massive thanks to the amazing Dynamics Rock and Pop Choir based in Dudley, who have raised a fantastic £500 in aid of the Beacon Centre. The choir managed to raise the money through a concert held in aid of the charity, and Beacon's Partnership Development Manager, Donna Gordon, said, "It is an amazing fundraising effort by the choir, and we'd like to thank them for their efforts. They are a great group who really want to support Beacon and the work we do." And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from Ian.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.